This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening with Lynn and Kelvin, and it is time for Pop It, Pop It Parliament, where we bring you fresh updates from Parliament, as the name would suggest. Now, usually we have producer Tasha Fussell in the studio with us. Today, though, Kelvin Yee himself ventured out into through the halls of Parliament. So what happened?
Doing my job, finally.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we didn't have to start off on that note. What happened in Dewan Rakyat today?
So today is sort of a business as usual kind of day. And one of the first things the MPs discussed was on orcas or killer whales. And
I learned
in Malay it's called orchas, I think.
Best fact!
They were spotted in Kerteh waters near the Pelantar Dulang Petronas. MP of Kuala Terengganu, Tuan Haji Ahmad Amzad, brought this up. He's worried if they might threaten the country's fishery if our waters become pathways for these whales. So Salahuddin Ayyub, the Minister of Agriculture and Agro-Based Industry, was asked to answer, and he basically said, well, don't worry about it, it's no big deal.
Berdasarkan laporan Institut Penyelidikan Perikanan FRI yang berada di Rantau Panjang, spesies yang muncul di perairan Terengganu pada 16 Julai 2019 dikenali sebagai subspecies paus pilot sirip pendek. Spesies tersebut sentiasa bergerak dalam kumpulan populasi antara 10 ekor hingga 50 ekor, dipercayai menjadikan Laut China Selatan sebagai laluan migrasi ikuran musim sotong pada ketika itu. Ini kajian yang kita perolehi. Dan paus orca ini dilindungi di bawah Seksyen 27 Akta Perikanan 1985 dan hanya satu kematian dijumpai pada tahun 2003 di pantai Sarawak, dan mengikut kepada kajian kita, ia tidak mengganggu ekosistem, tidak berbahaya kepada nelayan dan penduduk setempat, tetapi kita akan memantau kejadian ini ataupun insiden ini pada masa ke semasa.
That was Salahuddin Ayyub, Minister of Agriculture and Agro-Based Industry. And, you know, keeping in line with the theme, I heard there was also another animal update.
Yep, this one not as happy a news. Waterland and Natural Resources Minister Xavier Jayakumar wants to make amendments to the Wildlife Conservation Act 2010 to enforce stricter penalties for illegal hunting. This will likely be tabled in Parliament next year. And this is actually after another Borneo pygmy elephant was found dead at an oil palm plantation near Beluran, Sabah.
Tapi akta pelitian yang saya nak ubahkan ialah untuk Semenanjung, sebab di Sabah dan Sarawak dia ada akta mereka sendiri. Tapi saya minta kerajaan Sabah dan Sarawak untuk ikut akta yang kita akan bawa kepada Parlimen, di mana kita nak ubahkan akta pelitian dengan meningkatkan tempoh penjara dan juga fine kalau ditangkap dan didakwa di dalam mahkamah. It's quite severe. The fine and the imprisonment terms we have increased tremendously. I think it's high time we have to tighten the laws and increase enforcement, and also tell people that if they are caught, they are going to be dealt with severely as far as animal habitat is concerned.
So that was Water, Land and Natural Resources Minister Xavier Jayakumar. And on the news, there was also talk of this comic book on China's Belt and Road Initiative by former DAP member Hugh Kuan Yew. From what I remember reading, I think it was also it's not just the existence of the comic that's been troubling people.
Yeah.
It's the fact that it was placed in libraries, school libraries, right? In vernacular schools, or
yep,
at least some. Anyway, it's titled Belt and Road Initiative for Win-Winism. The Education Ministry said that they're not approving the distribution of the book. The Penang state government has also distanced themselves from it. Did anyone comment on this?
So we heard from Dato Aziz Jaman, the Deputy Minister of Home Affairs. His ministry is currently investigating the book's distribution.
Because DAP pun dia tak mengaku dia yang lakukan. But I'm quite sure, of course, dari segi penyebaran itu, saya rasa dia tak elok lah kan, bila yang disebarkan di sekolah dengan gambar yang macam itu. But whatever it is, kita tengoklah nanti apa keputusan daripada Kementerian Pendidikan kan. Keputusan daripada mereka, apa pandangan mereka. Tapi di peringkat Kementerian Dalam Negeri, setakat hari ini saya masih tak dapat apa-apa gambaran ataupun arahan-arahan tertentu sama ada dia diharamkan atau sebagainya.
So that was Dato' Aziz Jaman, the Deputy Minister of Home Affairs. Kelvin, what else happened?
So, Just a real quick one, right? I've always had this question in my mind about how well Proton actually does outside of Malaysia.
Fair.
Whether they're actually able to sell overseas, right? You know, who would want to buy that? And I got my answer today when Dr. Ong Kian Ming, the Deputy Minister of International Trade and Industry, was asked to answer this very question in the Dewan Rakyat today.
Bagi tempoh Jun 2018 hingga Ogos 2019, Proton telah mengeksport sebanyak 1,635 unit kenderaan Proton, terutama bagi model Gen 2, Prevay dan Persona dengan nilai ekspor bernilai 55.1 juta. Pasaran ekspor utama adalah Brunei, Mauritius, Jordan, Pakistan, Iraq, Zimbabwe dan Mesir. Sekian, terima kasih.
Huh, so those aren't necessarily the countries that I would have thought of as Proton's top buyers.
Me too. And actually, just to clarify, I'm not hating on Proton. I'm always very curious, like, oh, you know, if it's such a big car here, because, you know, it is a Malaysian car traditionally, I wonder what is and what would and who it will appeal to outside of Malaysia.
Yeah, the first time I saw a Myvi abroad, I got really thrilled. I don't know why, you know, when you see it here on the road, you're like, I mean, I don't think you even notice when a Myvi passes you by because there are so many. But abroad, suddenly it's like, hello, friend from home. And it was just an interesting feeling.
It's like bumping into another Malaysian when you're overseas, basically.
Yeah, right? It's a strange feeling. Anyway, you heard Dr. Ong Kian Ming of MITI there talking about how well Proton sells abroad and, you know, the countries that it's doing well in, including Zimbabwe and Mauritius. There were also, meanwhile, chats about who should lead UMNO. And this is coming off of a political analyst from University of Malaysia, Sarawak, saying that for the party's survival, it should be led by Dato' Sri Mohamed Hassan, Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Hussein and Khairi Jamaluddin. Did you happen to speak to any of them?
Yep, so we heard from one of the trio, Sembrong MP Dato' Sri Hishamuddin. He said this point of view comes from a place of uncertainty.
I see that the atmosphere outside is full of uncertainty and generally people are not happy. In that kind of a landscape, speculation and conspiracy theories becomes very rife. Kita tak boleh benarkan suasana ketidaktentuan dan kurang puas hatinya orang ramai membentuk satu suasana di mana konspirasi dan spekulasi jadi sesuatu yang membelenggu pemikiran ramai di luar sana. Kita tak boleh sekat. But it is normal dalam keadaan sebegini, macam-macam teori, macam-macam spekulasi. Tetapi ianya mesti berada di atas bumi yang nyata. Jadi isu berhubung kait dan kepimpinan UMNO, itu akan ditentukan oleh orang-orang UMNO sendiri. Kita bukan ada pemilihan UMNO esok. Jadi kalau itu pandangan dia, dia berhak untuk menyuarakannya. Tetapi realitinya yang akan menentukan kepimpinan UMNO ialah ahli UMNO sendiri.
We also heard from Tan Sri Anwar Musa, UMNO Secretary General. He said that it's the analyst's personal opinion and that Hishamuddin and Khairi both still play a very important and active role within the party. The Kateria MP wants the focus to be on building a strong party.
To a certain extent, yes. Yes, I still believe Hisham and KJ are the future leaders, you know. But what is important is for the party to be strong, to remain strong. If you have strong leadership, but the party is very weak, so no point. We have to make the party strong. And then, of course, the leaders will be determined by members of UMNO. UMNO will select who should lead the party. But we must not rely on certain personalities or one or two personalities. As a team, we have to be strong. As a party, we have to be strong. Must be well organized. We must have the right policy. And we must keep reinventing ourselves. Yeah? That is very important for UMNO, actually. Not just question of change of guard, but UMNO must reinvent ourselves. We must have a clean image. We must well organized. We must have leaders with good track record. And that we will do it gradually.
So besides that, he also had something to say about the power transition. Tan Sri Anwar Musa feels that what's needed right now is stability. To him, talks of power transition from Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad to Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim is one that doesn't quite inspire economic and political stability.
I personally believe Dr. Mahathir should be there as long as he can discharge his duty. And this is not good to say this for me as opposition. But opposition can remain opposition until the next election. We can still play our role as constructive opposition. There's nothing wrong with that. But what is more important, the rakyat must get the best deal. The economy must keep going. The investors' confidence must be in place. All policies, also budget set out by government, must be translated into growth. At no point, for example, Pakatan Harapan selling the idea of shared prosperity. What is there to be shared if there is no prosperity in the first place? And in order to achieve that, it will not happen by itself. It needs stability, it needs strong leadership, it needs certainty, and also confidence, especially investors. So if you ask me, if Dr. Mahathir is healthy, and we pray to Allah SWT, he remains healthy, and still be able to devote the rest of his life for the betterment of Malaysia, why not? I'm sure Anwar Ibrahim can wait.
That was Kateria MP and UMNO Sec Gen Tan Sri Anwar Musa. And I'm really enjoying actually that pivot at the end because on the one hand, it's like the question was initially, who's going to be the leader of the opposition? Mm-hmm. And instead it ends up being, you know, a whole discussion about who's going to lead the government. And, you know, it's kind of, I mean, politically at least, in terms of how you shift conversations around, you have to admire the game.
Yeah, you have to. And I guess it's just interesting to see how different MPs, specifically from UMNO, has chosen to partake in the game, you know, with Hisham Udin now becoming the centre of attention and the centre of contention, especially among government members. He's also sort of dancing around what he's saying. He's like, no, how could I, a solo MP, try to take down an entire government, try to form a backbencher sort of government?
Yes, I very clearly remember the last time we spoke about, the last time Dato' Sri Jamaluddin Hussein came up on our show, I think there was mention of him saying essentially, well, this is just me staying relevant, you guys. Quote machine. You have to, yeah. Like I said, you have to respect the game. Talk to us about any of the things that we've been discussing this half hour. I mean, we've mentioned quite a few things, whether it's a shift in leadership for the opposition or a shift in leadership for our country, whether you're as pleased as I am that orcas are now swimming through our waters. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. And of course, you can call 7733-2900. And now moving on to meet an MP. So it's that time in our show where we just introduce you to an MP and they get to talk about what's important in their constituency, you know, what's important to them. Who do we have today?
Well, today we have someone who tread the boards in their former life.
Hi, I'm Fahmi Fadil. I'm the Member of Parliament for Lembah Pantai. I return the name Kampung Kerinci. I think for a lot of people, regardless of ethnic group, those who have lived in the area for a very long time, are very appreciative of that. I've also worked to resolve some of the long-standing problems that residents are facing. There was for a long time this delayed project on Jalan Bangsa. That's a flood mitigation project. So thankfully, we've been able to resolve after much chasing up on the project, as well as there was a school that was in Kampung Kerinci that was delayed for a long while. So I finally managed to get the architects to get everything, all the things are in order. So the residents, the students in Kampung Kerinci will get a new school next year.
So that was YB Fahmi Fadzil, or Fahmi Fadil, as we heard him say earlier, MP of Lembah Pantai. Again, if you'd like to share any thoughts on today's Popek Popek Parliament, you can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.